Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 20 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the director, leader, cost accountant, and publisher and amazing wordsmith at Mullings.com. You'll find his twice weekly cyber column there. I encourage you to check that out. He's a political operative most of the time of the Republican persuasion. He goes a little wobbly every once in a while, but he's our good friend Richard. Welcome back.
Thank you. Wait a minute, I'm wobbling right now.
and I'm not just talking about politics either, by the way, folks. So, hey, Rich, I went back and read some statistics that were worse than I even thought they were. I was given bad numbers on the flu situation. Is it wrong of me to point out even today, to put in perspective what the other things that kill people in our world? I mean, the flu is less contagious than coronavirus. It has a lower mortality rate by half, maybe, right, of coronavirus. However, in America, but 2017 and 18 flu season, 67,000 Americans died from the flu. And
because so many people, the denominator is so huge, yeah, with the flu, it spreads so easily. And so many people get it that even with a low fatality rate, and it's like 1.5% or some number, so many people get it that the number of people that die is alarmingly high if you don't follow this.
Let me just finish this one point though, Rich. My point is, I don't want to sound like I'm not being taking this coronavirus seriously. I'm talking about making sure that we don't over dramatize something when we lose 67,000 people in any given year and we do nothing. 39,000 people die from car wrecks. 46,000 people in America commit suicide every year. Don't we need to keep things in perspective?
Yeah, but we do things about those things. I mean, when it's time to get your flu shot, you see it, you know, a public service announcement on TV more than you see Mike Bloomberg, commercials. It's
right.
We try very hard to get people to take those shots. We try very hard
to help people who are
in danger.
There's no cure for flu either, though. Even the shots are only like 40% effective. I mean,
yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
That's again, 40% of 15 million is a huge number. So.
Yeah.
That's how many people didn't die. But the point about the coronavirus, I think, it is more like a hurricane than almost anything else that we face on a regular basis. It's better to get people to put the plywood up and get the devil out of town and have the storm veer off into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, let's get rid of
do
it.
No
I agree with that.
Than it is to ignore it and have, 2,000 people drown. I mean, it just makes sense to prepare for it, and if it doesn't happen, well, okay, we dodged that, bullet.
Well,
but if you don't prepare for it and it overwhelms you, then it overwhelms you.
That's what we just got through talking about having a shakedown cruise one day next week. Plan on next Wednesday, everybody going home and working from home. See if you can do it. I believe in that.
I'm working from home anyway, so I'm okay.
but you have gone to an office before. And so, but the thing is, yes, prepare for it. I just think we need to, we also need, and again, 6 months from now, I may be proved, and who knows what's going to happen. I just think
right.
we need to keep things in perspective. There's no cure for the flu either. But it is very virulent. There's no question about that. So anyway, last thoughts, Rich, as we go to a break. What do you think?
Well, the last thoughts are at do what people say. You know, think about it. If you needed to work from home for a week, what would you need in your cupboard and in your refrigerator? And go out and buy it. And if you don't need it for that, it's not going to go bad. It'll still be good.
And so, you're pretty clear on the vermouth and the Pinot. Is you're in good shape on that? Is that right, Rich?
I went to Harris Teeter the other day. there was no panic buying, so all I did was buy out their entire stock of cheap Pinot Noir for me and good vermouth for my wife.
Well, now, do you get the jug wine or the box wine? Which one do you get?
It looks actually like a blood bag.
You buy the six-pack. You buy the six-pack with the twist-off. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Jeffrey to weigh in on the Democrats. They're trying to select a nominee, and it's a combination of a political campaign season and the Hunger Games. We'll see what Rich has to say about that after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.